Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. The country's largest preparedness broadcast classroom. Brad's engineering. Thank you, Brad. Rich Evans with us in Montana. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. How's your Tuesday going so far?
It's going really, really well. I'm done with concrete therapy. I'm delighted to be done, taking care of watering every 2 hours. And so the concrete is no cracks. And the interesting thing is there are other people who have poured concrete at the same time, and theirs is cracked. So what I've been saying absolutely positively works. If you keep concrete damp, moist, and get it to cure very slowly, over a month for, let's say, a 4, 5, 6-inch pad, you probably will reduce the number of cracks or remain crack-free with your concrete. So, class, we won't have time to take calls today. Rich has a list of topics today that is just enormous. So, Rich?
Well, thank you, Vince. I appreciate you letting me exercise my First Amendment right for the benefit of our listeners and America and the world. Folks, you got to remember now, science is bought and paid for, just like math. Science is now political science. It's about setups, cover-ups, distractions, divide-and-conquer strategies, selling the narrative. It's just like institutions or people who get government grants. It's been all we've disclosed all this information before. You get the grant if you're willing to admit before you get the grant that the conclusions that the power structure agrees with, in other words, selling the narrative, you basically have to say that is the conclusion. Okay? So I'm going to start with the first article of the morning, and we're going to start with healthcare, folks, as you can tell. Dr. Lena Wen, basically the CDC, I'm going to quote her, this came out like a few hours after I disclosed all the information about how the vaccine is killing people, maiming people. I don't even need to say more. I'm just going to go to published articles in the public domain. Quote, new data suggests that fully vaccinated individuals are not just contracting COVID, but could be carrying higher levels of virus than previously understood and facilitating spread. You see, folks, when you get caught lying and you say everything is misinformation, that is now a joke word, just like masks. No science behind masks. In fact, it's just the opposite. What we have proven many times, all the alternative media, the independent media has proven, it reduces your immune system. Just like this, all these variants, PCR tests can't detect new variants. That's why Gates and Soros is literally buying up testing companies, and that's why they're getting rid of the PCR tests. These are people who are literally demanding publicly for years a depopulation event. Think about this. Why does Fauci have patents? Why are they saying right-wing people are anti-vax? No, it has nothing to do with being right-wing and anti-vax. It has everything to be doing with reading, research, verification, truth, objective facts, That's what it's about. Why is Don Lemon saying that non-vax people can't buy food, can't go to work? Let me decode that for you. When you can't buy food, that means you have no nutrition in your body. That means you don't have natural antibodies to fight anything. You have more parasites. You have more autoimmune disease. You see how that works? That's called more sickness, more death, more exposure to everything. Why is graphene oxide? We've talked about this many times, and so has the independent media. Why is graphene oxide in these so-called vaccines? Dr. Brian Artis exposes Fauci's genocide and death by remdesivir and exposes the FDA internal document dated 10-22-20. You have to verify. You have to look this stuff up. I'm going to give you as much information as possible, people. You have to verify what I'm saying. Don't care if you don't believe a word. Verify this. This document dated 10-22-20. I talked about this a few weeks ago. They knew that this, meaning the FDA, that the COVID vaccine, this is from Dr. Brian Artis, that the COVID vaccine deaths and 110 other diseases were out there, including inflammatory diseases for children, which will be permanent. That's why they're calling the vaccine people super spreaders, shedding, transmitting the disease. I'm just going to more information. There's a, it's from the citizenfreepress.com. You guys need to read this at least once a day, people. It's basically data on breakthrough infections the CDC did not want you to see. And basically, there's a chart here, and it's labeled confidential, preliminary data subject to change. Everything is a plausible deniability, just like the CDC statement I just read to you, the quote. It's plausible deniability. It's basically they're showing low volume admissions so they can't, so they're basically covering their butts and saying they're also not guilty at the same time. Now, what this chart shows is the percentage of hospitalized who were fully vaccinated. In March and April, it started shooting up to the moon. And then there's another line on this graph that shows the percentage of in-hospital deaths who were fully vaccinated in April shot up even higher than the last line I just mentioned to you. This is internal CDC documents. Look, I can do a whole hour on this. I don't have time. I'm going to give you a little good news here. California restaurant that never closed and never masked says only unvaccinated diners allowed. I'm going to give some free advertising to a Patriot group who has a great restaurant in Southern California, believe it or not, in Huntington Beach. And pardon my pronunciation. Basilico's Pasta e Vino in Huntington Beach, California, has a new requirement for diners, no vaccinated patrons. Basically, this popular Southern California eatery has been notoriously flouted all Wuhan coronavirus restrictions from the government since the very beginning, including indoor dining restrictions, mask mandates, and now Governor Newsom's recent proclamation that only jab people in the Golden State are allowed to take off their masks. And basically, I'm just going through the article here. It says that this Basilico's are not only and they're really not asking for proof. I mean, there's really no way to prove that you haven't been vaccinated. But their quotes are, we have zero tolerance for treasonous, anti-American stupidity. Thank you for pondering. And basically, you know, again, it goes on to say they're not actually checking their guest vaccine cards or lack thereof, because all you have to say, you're not vaccinated. But basically, they explain how it supersedes all constitutional bounds. And basically, freedom haters were trying to take down Basilico's with no success. So for you, those of you visiting Southern California, please visit Basilico's in Southern California, they deserve everybody's respect. Next article. This is I'm gonna read this. This is very important. I do a lot of digging for this stuff, and I verify all of it. Now, am I wrong 1% of the time? Could be. Don't know. But I try really hard to verify the authenticity and credibility of what I'm sharing with you, the listeners. This article is from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, and it's rejecting the joint statement by the American Medical Association, which is the AMA, and others supporting mandatory COVID vaccination for all healthcare workers. How many articles have I given people where the credibility, the authenticity, the official authority is gone from the AMA, the CDC, the NIH, the World Health Organization, Fauci's institution? They've all been, they have no credibility. So anyway, this American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS President Paul Kempen, MD, PhD, see, we give all these articles backed by physicians, including virologists, epidemiologists, infectious disease, all specialists, researchers, scientists. We show how the mainstream media, the government, big corporations, and big tech are complicit, not only in the crimes, but the cover-ups. That's why we should have never had emergency authorization, because we have the ivermectin, we have all these drugs that can cure COVID, that has a 99.7% survival rate, for crying out loud. That's with comorbidities. Okay, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS, declares that all human beings have the right to liberty, which they do not forfeit when they serve the sick or disabled. The ethical commitment to protect others does not require workers to surrender their bodily integrity and self-determination. Now, you've heard me say many times, this is against the Hippocratic Oath. This is against HIPAA regulations. This is against the Nuremberg Code. That means from every angle, forcing vaccines is illegal. The people who are calling for it should be arrested and put in jail. Moving on to this letter. Risks, in quotes, risks and benefits differ in individual patients and differing circumstances. Achieving a stamp of approval from the Food and Drug Administration, premature because studies are not scheduled to be completed before the end of 2022. So in other words, you cannot use the term safe and effective, people. FDA-approved products have frequently been withdrawn. And this is, see, everybody's being strong-armed by the gazillionaires of the world. This is a takedown. It's a takeover for a one-world government. Remember the agenda that I've talked about many, many times. I wrote a short list over a year ago, close to a year and a half ago. Do you remember? It wasn't just getting rid of Trump. Forced austerity, no representation for the little guy, crashing the economy, delegitimizing work, free markets and supply and demand gone, cash gone, creating centralized cryptocurrency, stopping peaceful assembly, big tech controlling everything with China, the UN, World Health Organization, Hollywood, Soros, and Gates. Basically, unemployment is the worst ever, social distancing, submissive, breaking your will. I'll be right back after this break, folks. I have a lot more information. We appreciate you being here.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
News in a flash with Rich Sheetman. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. I want to finish the list, the agenda that I created close to a year and a half ago, and you tell me if how accurate this is. I'm going to expand on what I just said before the break. Basically, delegitimizing voting, especially by mail, everything rigged, hiding Joe Biden in the basement, increasing depression, despair, domestic violence, division, chaos, infighting, divide and conquer strategies, eliminating the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, freedom, liberty, justice, and the rule of law. Food shortages, starvation, eugenics, genocide, war, continue fake information with the mainstream media to sell the narrative at all costs, depopulation, eliminating free speech, forced vaccines, reducing our immune system, increasing immunity passports for the world, forced lockdowns, house arrest, while the construction of 5G towers, hiding mercenaries and illegals throughout the country and the world. See, this is what happens when we see the consequences of inaction towards political correctness for decades, folks. This is what happens when we allow the wealthiest people in the world to use divide-and-conquer strategies. So certain people have to rationalize and justify their hate because their ego, their pride, they've been embarrassed, so they can't admit they're wrong. This is what happens when we allow people to put America after their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun. Now, do you think this agenda that this list that I created when COVID first came out almost a year and a half ago, do you think this is accurate? I think not only is it accurate, I think we can add a few more to that list. And going back to the American Physicians and Surgeons Joint Statement,
they basically talk about how these some of these side effects include autoimmune disorders, antibody-enhanced disease, infertility, cancer, birth defects. Like Dr. Artis said, there's 110 other diseases, never mind the deaths. And I'm going to talk more about that today. And they're talking about how important it is to be fully informed, to have truth, to have truly voluntary consent. And the last statement on this letter was, in quotes, without freedom, there is no safety for either workers or our patients. Okay, I'd love to talk about this more. I'd love to talk about all these articles more. I don't have time. Next, former National Intelligence Director says every piece of evidence proves COVID-19 leaked from the Wuhan lab. How many of these articles from so many witnesses, from so much information, from so much evidence have we talked about this? All right. Next, and pardon me going quick, folks, I have so much, just so much. My job right now is to inform you, to give you information, to give you ammunition, to wake people up. Google and Facebook just announced mandatory vaccines for all their own employees, unleashing a spike protein of big kill, big tech death. Next, Border Patrol is releasing undocumented immigrants infected with coronavirus. Now, we have, I'm going to go into a little sidebar here, as I often do. There's a lot of talk right now about the landlords ready to evict people because Biden fails renters. Well, there's two sides to every story. When you buy an investment and you're losing out, guess what happens? Then the Black Rocks of the world come in and buy it. This is why house prices are going up, folks. It's because people want hard assets. People are moving to red states and want to go rural. Rent prices are going through the moon because of immigration. That's why I sidebarred this, because of all the immigration. We're supposed to have 2 million immigrants just this year through Biden, okay, with coming in with unvetted diseases, labor, skill sets, criminal activity, the whole works. Now, the powers that be, you have to understand, they want to make sure that the landlords aren't successful, because they want to be able to, the Black Rocks of the world, they want to come in and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. So they want defaults. They want bankruptcies. They want delinquencies. And that's why lumber and commodity prices are going up also. You've got to remember the 10-year yield is down to record lows. So basically a lot of people want to buy because they feel they're going to be buying, buying their house back years down the road in chicken feed because of the worthlessness of the dollar. Pardon my sidebar here. Okay. Next. Massive study confirms COVID mortality rate for kids is significantly lower than the flu.
Remember, Rich, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back, class.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's ambassador to the United States said the Biden administration has asked for 24 Russian diplomats to leave the country when their visas expire on September 3rd. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will provide an update to the House on Tuesday about the steps being taken to distribute $46.5 billion in federal funds that were allocated to prevent evictions during the pandemic. Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona issued a response to election audit subpoenas by the state Senate. In a letter on Monday, Maricopa Board Chairman Jack Sellers claimed the 2020 election was over. Arizona GOP Chair Dr. Kelly Ward said Sellers' response was unacceptable.
We are looking forward to the audit team processing the information that we must get from those new subpoenas. Voters deserve and demand a full audit shining a light on the good and on the bad in the 2020 election.
USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona issued a response to election audit subpoenas by the state Senate. In a letter on Monday, Maricopa Board Chairman Jack Sellers claimed the 2020 election was over. Sellers also threatened legal action in case the audit revealed any fraud or wrongdoing by Maricopa officials. Arizona GOP Chair Dr. Kelly Ward.
Well, as much as they can do, based on the information the Senate's received in response to their fully legal legislative subpoena, what they've received so far from the county. Now, the Senate had to issue new subpoenas in the last couple of days, and we're looking forward to the audit team processing the information that we must get from those new subpoenas. It includes some old data and new. Voters deserve and demand a full audit shining a light on the good and on the bad in the 2020 election. These new subpoenas require that the routers or the information from them, including the Splunk logs, the ballot envelopes themselves, or at least the images of them, and all passwords, access keys, and tokens required to examine the tabulating machines be turned over to the Arizona State Senate by August 2nd. Maricopa County said they don't have access to those tokens and they don't have those passwords. Only their election vendor does. That's why the state Senate, wisely, in my view, has subpoenaed Dominion, the voting machine vendor.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. Folks, if we want to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, we have to act like it. We are going to have to make the difference. We, the people. We're going to have to be the judge. We're going to have to be the jury, because it looks like 95% of the lawyers, judges, courts, bankers, politicians, everything is rigged. They're blackmailed. They're paid off. They sold out the American people. They sold out the Constitution. They especially sold out the millions of combat soldiers who fought, bled, and died for the freedoms that we have here. You have to decide if you want this to be your home, and then you have to make a choice because we inherited this freedom and this Constitution by people who put their necks on the line. You have to decide if you want to have the right to fight for it, or if you want to give it over to China or to whomever. Okay, next article. 97% of new COVID cases are coming from people who are vaccinated. I would love to talk more about it. Remember the 62% of people who've taken this already have shown blood clots? 62% for a vaccine that's only a few months old? Do you remember the leaked CDC information about 50,000 deaths? And there's more. There's more. Remember? I can't go over the articles that I've mentioned too much before because I have so much I have to mention now. Next, Biden expects the FDA to quickly give final approval for the experimental coronavirus vaccines despite mounting injuries and deaths. Folks, everything that I mentioned, that Vince mentions, it's all published articles in the public domain. These are objective facts. They're not subjective emotional opinion. You absolutely must decide if you want America to exist. And then you have to read, you have to research, you have to verify, and then you have to speak up. It's your right. Next, White House chatter is that lockdowns for Delta variant is a done deal second week of August. What's coming out second week of August, people? Mike Lindell's proof on frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com, FrankSpeech.com. He is going to prove the cyber attacks where 60% came from China and 40% around the world to steal the election. Remember we mentioned, again, published articles in the public domain. The Delta variant has a survival rate of 99.9%. Next, Britain's new aircraft carrier is full of COVID-vaccinated sailors who are now testing positive for the virus. Now, what's going to happen when you inject all of the military, all the allies, all of the medical workers? What happens if everybody's dead or debilitated? That's an open door for an invasion, people. Next, AMA calls for mandatory vaccinations of all healthcare workers, effectively endorsing medical violence that may collapse the whole medical system. Where have we heard that? And, of course, the AMA is now removing biological sex from birth certificates. Can't make this stuff up, people. You can't get more woke or stupid than eliminating biological sex from birth certificates. Does the AMA, the CDC, the World Health Organization, the NIH, Fauci's organization, all of them, is there any credibility left? Look at The Lancet. They made up crap to sell politics. Everything is crap, people. You can't believe a word of anything. Next, CDC admits that fully vaccinated Americans are super spreaders carrying deadly variants and high viral loads. Next, multiple states, Florida, South Dakota, and Texas, reject new CDC mandates and guidelines. And that list has expanded since I took that article. Next, CDC warns COVID vaccines causing 74% of new cases. Next, the vaccine causes the virus to be more dangerous. How much evidence have we shared with you on that? Next, 74% of COVID-19 cases in Cape Cod cluster outbreak were fully vaccinated. Are you hearing the words? Fully vaccinated people. Next, COVID-19 deaths are now exploding in the most heavily vaccinated country in the world, Israel. Next, total contradiction. CDC's director Walensky tells America COVID vaccines are effective and safe, but yet they say the vaccinated are going to be spreaders. I mean, come on, people. This is why they want you dumbed down and illiterate, because they don't. You don't even have to connect the dots. It's so obvious. Next, CNN's Cuomo, unvaccinated are ignorant and arrogant. Well, obviously, he's part of the system. There was five, and New York is one of them. There was five, even though it's his brother talking here, five states killed tens of thousands of people just so they can get the numbers up. Okay, I got to stop my sidebar. I have too much information. Next, Pfizer-engineered agreements with government saying they had to pay for the COVID-19 vaccines, whether they worked or not. Please hear me. Look this up. Verify. Tell people. Next, CDC declares PCR tests must go immediately after George Soros' and Bill Gates' buy COVID-19 test manufacturer. Come on. Oh, my God, they think that you're so dumb. It's unbelievable. People, you have to have these conversations everywhere. Forget about talking about football. Forget about baseball. Forget about the Olympics. Forget about your portfolio. Forget about the dollar. Nothing matters if this continues. Nothing's going to matter. Next, NBC, you're going to love this, people. NBC News and USA Today put out an article saying that new data suggests vaccinated individuals could have higher levels of the virus and infect others. Duh. Well, guess what came out like an hour later? USA Today deletes the passage suggesting vaccinated individuals may spread COVID with higher levels of virus. It's all bought and paid for, people. It's all hoaxes. It's all cover-ups. It's all distractions, divide and conquer, and selling narratives. That's what it is. You can't believe anything. There's no credibility. There's no official authorities, and there's no experts left. None. They're either bought and paid for, they're blackmailed, they're threatened, or they're patriots. That is it. That's the only choice. Next, enter vaccine theory obliterated as Biden promises you can't catch COVID if you get the vaccination. Are these people listening to and reading any of these articles? Never mind the ones I just mentioned today. The ones over the months. It's all propaganda. Anything that comes out of the White House, the mainstream media, the powers that be, is propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. All of it. It's 100% now. VAERS data shows skyrocketing number of adverse events following COVID vaccinations. The Mexican president issues warning on vaccinations, and we shouldn't be subordinate to Big Pharma. If we get out of this, if humanity survives this, we should go to Mexico and thank the Mexican president for having the guts to say the truth. Even though several presidents from around the world said the same things or similar things, and they got whacked or suicided. Next, vaccinated people account for 75% of coronavirus infections in Singapore. Vaccinated. I'm not being condescending, people. Next, dozens of peer-reviewed science papers prove that face masks are dangerous and ineffective. How many articles have we shared with you about the psychological, the physiological effects of face masks, the hypercapnia, the hypoxia, the bacterial pneumonia, the bacteria in the mouth because of the face mask, and dentists coming forth and talking about the increased bacteria, which is associated with strokes and heart attacks? How many of these articles have we mentioned? Look, masks are designed to make you sick, to lower your immune system. Masks are designed to promote fear porn. That's how you manage people, through fear. And they're also an admission that the powers that be are going to send out more mercenaries, like the Antifas, the Black Lives Matters. And they're going to put on masks, whether they be FBI people, doesn't matter who they are, they're going to blame it on Trump supporters. So they're basically saying, we're going to send out more riots, more false flags, and this is why we want people to mask up so we can hide our criminals. Get it? Next, Pelosi calls GOP leader McCarthy a moron after he says mask mandate not based on science. See, it's not reality, people. It's not reality. Masks are opposite of science. It makes you sicker. Next, two men develop oozing boils on their faces after receiving Moderna jab. Next, Alabama reporting 3,200 breakthrough cases in recent COVID surge. That's code for people who have taken the vaccine. Next, bad news for the vaxxed. The official vaccine narrative imploding. The CDC warns that the virus is evading vaccines and masks. You need to mask up. It's absolutely the opposite. It's imploding because people are getting sick because of the vaccine, not because of the virus. It's got a 99.7% survival rate. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and vitamin D and zinc and azithromycin, there's so many therapeutics out there that would cure this so-called cold. Next, California counties with highest vaccination rates have highest Delta infection rates. Duh. Connect the dots, people. Next, CDC confesses to COVID-19 vaccines being a medical hoax and vaxxed individuals shown to have higher viral loads. Come on. Next, autopsy of dead COVID-vaccinated person shows spike proteins in every organ of the body. Remember, it's affecting the capillaries. The powers that be didn't think that you would see this because it's basically lining the smooth blood vessels and creating blood clots. We've talked about all this. Dr. Artis has talked about all this. The frontline doctors have talked about this. The thousands of physicians and scientists and researchers and epidemiologists and virologists that I've shared on this program know all this and shared with the American people. Just that information is being purged. Next. American Postal Workers Union opposes mandatory vaccines at this time. How come all federal government workers have to get it, but not the postal workers? Is it because they were complicit in the election steal and they have leverage over the White House? Just asking. Next,
we'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Fred Sheepin's with us today. Class, I just got a communique from Kathy in Ohio, one of our instructors. She'll be on with me on Thursday talking about domestic engineering. She said we're offline on the telephone listen line. That happened, and I verified it. It happens to be the Global Star Radio Network telephone listen line. I'll give you the number so that you can have it for future reference, but it is currently down. That number is 641-741-2442. 641-741-2442. Thank you, Kathy, for alerting us to that. And so it's not us at GCN that has the problem. I verified with Nathan. It is not a GCN issue. It's outside of GCN's ability to repair it. So it's a Global Star Radio Network telephone listen line. And I want to thank Global Star because they pick up our broadcast and put it up on the satellite, Galaxy 19, and they have a telephone listen line. And thank you so much, Todd Waite, for doing that. And we don't pay him for it. He does it because he thinks that our message is worth hearing. Thank you very much, Todd. Back to you, Rich Even.
Well, thank you. See, this is because there's no credibility in the medical system. And these are quotes from articles from physicians and physician groups saying it's going to take 3 to 5 years. Look, if you are a physician, if you're with the NIH, if you're with the CDC, the World Health Organization, the AMA, you need to be a whistleblower and tell the public what's going on. We need heroes. This is a worldwide humanitarian disaster. I'm sure there's no coincidence that that listen line is down. And the best way to listen to this program, in my personal opinion, everybody, is to go to GCNlive.com, GCNlive.com. And then if you're not listening to today's broadcast, you go into archives and then you click on, you put in the date for USAPrepares.com, and you can listen to this program or whatever program you want any day of the week, any time of day. You just click on hour number one or hour number two. That's the best way to do it. We are in a book burn. learning era. This is why the FCC admitted, I mentioned this article a few weeks ago, how the second week of August they're going to try to break all communications down. This is serious stuff, people. This is serious stuff. There's no conversation that's worth having other than the one that we're doing right now. Again, all published articles in the public domain. This isn't Rich and Vince making this stuff up. We're not trying to audition for the new Twilight Zone episode to be coming up. These are all published articles and verified to the best of our ability. Next. OpenVAR's website is currently offline after a number of COVID vaccine death reaches 11,400 plus listed on the website. So you can't trust anybody. Just think if this was, I mean, there were CDC whistleblowers coming out already admitting well over 50,000 deaths. Now, just think if VAERS is admitting 11,000, almost 12,000 deaths, so they take down their website. Think about if this was mass shootings, people. If there was this many mass shootings in this short time, they'd be coming in and taking your pea shooters and BB guns. Next, just in, 111,000 plus vaccine breakthrough cases identified in the U.S., more than 10 times the CDC's count when they stopped tracking. People, you really have to continue to ask this question, are these safe and effective? Where do you think I'm getting these articles? I mean, do you really think that we're just shooting from the hip here? Next. When vaccinated people are the ones falling ill from COVID, the media contorts reality to blame the unvaccinated. Propaganda, hoax, lies, false flags, right? Next, Fauci, unvaccinated to blame if vaccinated are forcing to mask up again. No, everything is a lie, because we're giving so much evidence to the contrary. The CDC, they're even admitting that all these surges in vaccine deaths and side effects and adverse events are coming from the people who took the vaccine. Next, FDA accidentally reveals a short list of COVID vaccine side effects, including myocarditis, autoimmune disease, and death. Well, just like Dr. Brian Artis, he says, as per their website, there's 110 diseases from the COVID vaccine, never mind deaths, and permanent disability to children at the very least, never mind young people having heart attacks, brain tumors, lung tumors, in other words, blood clots, thrombosis. Next study, artificial COVID vaccine immunity wanes just after 6 weeks. Keep in mind, folks, as viruses move on in time, chronologically, they get weaker. Next, NHS nurse tells expectant mother refusing PCR tests for babies that the state now has control over her infant. Medical tyranny, people. The wheels are coming off. Data has been leaked in the UK which shows patients admitted with other serious ailments were labeled as COVID. How many of these articles have we given you? Gunshot wounds, car accidents. It's never stopping. You have to be aware. You have to share. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.